GPA is sus. Other schools with threats of bad grades and being held back and the need to pay for lunch and pay attention in classes that the students are not interested in are super weird. And beyond, where military is allowed to recruit teenagers and colleges are allowed to steal all their money. I mean, all the money, because student loans are taken out of the paychecks later on in life. Tolerance of this mockery of knowledge and wisdom is causing all kinds of harm down the road. Without real education, inspired education, the students won't be able to do anything for real or anything inspired. It is so strange and suspicious to see teachers thinking in their own heads that they use grades to motivate students and to do what? In a real school, that is called torture, in part because fake GPA impacts college and the job or schools afterwards. So it shouldn't be a fantasy. It has real impact on life. But see, you can't even quite really say that without sounding like a cult member. GPA impact on college and school is completely made up. Colleges only deny entry to those who didn't memorize because they know that will drag the college GPA down. The impact that GPA has on a job has so many hops and hoops that we might as well be talking about creating a new religion. None of this is real. There is no way to have serious discussions on the subject of these schools without sounding like we are drinking whatever they are hopped up on. A teacher attempting to torture someone into obedience by giving them bad grades for something trivial and unimportant and irrelevant and above all disconnected, something that will never connect anywhere because of cut-up education, is not just a fabrication, but some kind of a weird delusion. This delusion, in the big picture, is actually cutting the students off from their future, in a way. If enough people believe in the power of GPA, here I go again, then this will actually have real impact on making money and on trying to bring food to the table and on everything. But the thing is that standardized education simply can't work because to learn for real, we have to gently and cheerfully follow our own curiosity. Grades are utterly fake because teachers trick everyone into cramming, which completely stabilizes the teacher performance score, but makes all the grades nonsense. So they are not a mark of what we have learned. And colleges are crazy because everyone knows grades are coming from cramming, which actually does include puzzle solving. That too is just a trick. You can paint, program, compose, write, rhyme, sing, sculpt, build, and that is real and authentic proof of knowledge. A test just pushes out those who won't perform well and thus lower the college prestige. Jobs know that colleges don't do anything right. They grill the students with insulting interviews, questions that they themselves only pretend to grasp. They largely do it to overwhelm and dominate new hires. This way, they get everyone to accept the lowest possible pay. The difference between a person's natural curiosity about a subject that tickles them and being threatened by being held back or by getting bad grades that impacts your life entirely is enormous. Threatening a student into obedience actually prevents them from learning. Though that means little compared to the fact that the use of standardized curricula is a total misunderstanding or complete fantasy of education. Even if the teacher does break a student into obedience, the student still can't learn. They will not build a coherent picture of a subject. They will only memorize what is going to be on that test. Teachers, please! The students who would argue this point with me simply forget how much more they would have learned without the interference of school. They are in fact self-educating, but they would do so much more if their education was about true knowledge and not just the GPA and chances of getting into some brand name nonsense. If they spent all that time on real education, they would end up launching startups straight out of high school, vastly multiplying their knowledge by their own hand. Students know that they are being forced into pretending just so that they can get at their future, so that nothing stands in their way. Real or not, they want as little interference as possible. But their respect for everyone and everything kind of fades away, because they are forced into pretending so that they can protect their own future. That's not good. That teaches inauthenticity. Learning for real is like visiting a new country. You only do the things that you are ready for, and after a while, those things will get you ready to navigate other, slightly larger things, and so on and so on. Being forced into any path, standardized or randomized, is not education. That is just pushing someone into desperation, where they will memorize. But you know what? Times are changing. No matter what is in the way, people are getting smarter and smarter, especially the students. They will soon figure out that to grow up means to grow all the way up until they become great beings.